I'm Dave Daniels, KMRB Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com, the new St. Charles County Metro West News website, coming soon. A rezoning proposal in northern unincorporated St. Charles County near St. Paul has sparked opposition from residents including Nicole Perkins and State Representative Deanna South, who are petitioning against a plan to build 109 homes on 38 acres near Highway 79 by Charlestown Crossing, LLC. Residents argued that the development, which would allow nearly 2.9 homes per acre on land currently zoned for agriculture use, would increase traffic on already unsafe roads and disrupt the area's small-town rural character. Although county staff recommended approval, the Zoning Commission voted against endorsing the plan, though it may still advance to the full county council on March 10th. The county's 2030 master plan suggests limiting development to one dwelling per acre in that area. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reports that the state's flu season has reached very high levels, reflecting a national trend of high-severity flu cases across all age groups. The latest data shows over 14,200 cases, with eastern Missouri experiencing the highest numbers, followed by the southwest region. To help prevent the spread of flu, officials recommend avoiding close contact with sick individuals, frequent hand washing, covering coughs and sneezes with a tissue, avoiding touching the face, disinfecting heavily touched surfaces, and staying home when you're sick to limit transmission. Baseball season's right around the corner, and St. Louis Cardinals and also St. Louis Blues hockey fans now have two new streaming options to watch games without a cable subscription. Fans can subscribe directly through FanDuel Sports Network's website online or through Amazon Prime Video. Both platforms offer local streaming of all games and no blackouts, with a single monthly price with no requirement for fans to purchase a potentially expensive cable or satellite TV package to be able to watch games. Games will still, however, be available on traditional satellite and cable providers. Warmer temperatures are expected over the weekend and earlier next week, with highs potentially reaching 60 by Monday and Tuesday, though rain chances may develop midweek. Highs for today across the area expected to reach about 40 degrees. Listen for up-to-minute weather every hour at 15 and 45 past right here at 102.1 The River. I'm Dave Daniels, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.